Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Well, when he said it, I said, nah. Not because I didn't want it to happen. I did. I'm always first in the queue. I just knew that it wouldn't be done because it couldn't be done. I'm talking about Bojo and his 40 new hospitals. It was such a bonkers claim. It obliged the Department of Health to redefine the word new and hospital. And they produced a crib sheet of Porky's for the Press playbook, which I linked to this morning. Have a look at page 12. Why professionals working in government departments are prepared to demean themselves in this way is beyond me. Anyway, it was clear the construction industry was in a bad way, hit by COVID, labour shortages because of Brexit, and huge resource focused on cladding replacement. There was even a shortage of scaffold boards. They had trouble bringing them in from Germany. Apart from that, a new hospital is likely to come in at about £1 billion. So you can do the sums for yourself. New hospitals were disguised as refurbishing some, adding bits to others and counting stuff already in train. The NHS estate, along with the workforce, equipment, training and everything else, has been neglected. Neglected to the point where there's a backlog of about £12 billion in repairs, renewals, maintenance, and some hospitals have their roofs held up with scaffold poles. They're dangerous, miserable places to work. If the NHS is full of heroes, surely the unsung lion hearts are the estate managers, who bear a legal liability for much of the health and safety implications of neglect, but somehow soldier on with cable ties and sticky back plastic. If they went on strike, the NHS would be closed by lunchtime. What is the problem with building new hospitals? Why, assuming the Treasury could borrow the money or issue an NHS building bond, does it take so long? The government could pass a National Infrastructure Act that allowed certain building projects to avoid the worst machinations of the planning progress. But anyway, they haven't. So here's the top line of what happens now. Needs assessment, studying population demographics, utilisation rates, existing facilities and projected future needs. This is important as changing demographics places different emphasis on bed capacity. The elderly, for example. Forecasting day case capacity against bed demand. The NHS got this wrong in the late 90s. Where? Not easy. Highway networks, heliport, motorways, access for staff to get to work at odd hours, just-in-time deliveries around the clock. Often there's local resistance to noise and disturbance. Environmental impact, the NHS has to be carbon net zero by 2040 with an 80% reduction by 2028. That's just a couple of years away. That means buses and bike sheds for 5,000 staff. They're going to love that. Planning and design, a detailed plan, layout, size, departments and facilities, patient capacity, specialised services, outpatient and inpatient areas, emergency services, diagnostic and treatment facilities, administrative offices, staff accommodation. It goes on and on and on. To speed this up, we could have a national hospital blueprint and design like Labour did in the late 70s. Funding and budgeting, estimate costs and secure funding. Secure funding. Enough said. Also, remember, hospitals get paid by what they do. Plonk a sizzling new hospital in a region and watch it suck in the revenues. Listen to the squeals from the old places. Regulatory, planning impact, impact assessments, compliance with building regulations and healthcare standards, engage with local authorities, regulatory body stakeholders throughout. It's a jungle of red tape with everyone who has a reason to say no. Construction and infrastructure. Well, tender for architects, engineers and contractors. If you thought Brexit might help, think again. Public money means expressions of interest, pre-tender, tender, blah, blah. I don't have the word count to take you through the entire shebang, plus compliance, quality standards and timelines. Equipment and technology, procure medical equipment. A lot of it comes from abroad. Furniture and technology, diagnostics, devices, IT systems, kit and caboodle. All the professions want to have their say, understandably. And no one really knows what technology could make obsolete next week, never mind in the next 10 years. Staffing and recruitment, we won't have enough staff for 40 new hospitals, and that's that. Forget onboarding and retention. Operational setup, mainly computing. In 75 years, the NHS hasn't found a head of digital that can deliver diddly squat. Never mind 40 new systems. Plus, systems, operational protocols, workflows, patient processes, medical records, interoperability, infection control. Oh, it goes on and on. Testing, equipment, kit, regulatory requirements, management, quality assurance and improvement. My advice, don't even try. Stick with the hospitals we have. Do a deal with a modular supplier and have the new bits you need delivered on the back of a lorry. Rack it, stack it, and plug it in. I linked to one of the modular suppliers in the e-letter this morning, and I tell you what, you'll be surprised of how good they are. So that's it for this morning. I hope you have a good day, and I look forward to speaking to you again real soon. Bye-bye now.